Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Ravdov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone, we are about to begin Be'ezrus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yudalid. The Gemara on top of the Amud asks Mayut Strublin, and the Gemara wants to say that it's Turnisa. Rashi learns that Turnisa min Erez v'hu Shita Kedama Rosh Hashanah. It's a type of Erez tree, it's a type of cedar tree. There are 10 types of cedar trees, and this is one of them. The Gemara asks, we have a klal, zah klal kol sheyeshli ikr yeshli shvius, v'kol she'enli ikr enli shvius. Rashi learns, kol she'enli ikr lehiskayim ba'oretz b'moysak shamim k'gven kishuin udiluin u'kiyotze b'hem. Something that doesn't have a root system, that is miskayim ba'oretz. The tree, the plant is not miskayim over the winter. The din is ein lo shvius umuter lasus mehem schira ve'ena mitzvah lafkiron. There's no din shvius. Doesn't have din shvius. And if you tell me that this it's strublin is a turnisa, which is this min erez, this type of cedar tree, we know that this type of cedar tree does not have, there is not miskayim ba'aretz. It doesn't last through the winter, and yet it has shvius. That's the way Rashi learns. Now Tosfos and all the Rishonim here ask a number of very strong questions on Rashi. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Turnisa asks three questions. The first question Tosfos asks is that L'chaira, if Turnisa means an Erez, if it's a type of cedar tree, then L'chaira it is Miskayim Ba'aretz. A tree does have a root system. And therefore, what does the Gemara mean when it says it's Ein Lo'ikir? L'chaira it's Yesh Lo'ikir, since it's a tree. Another question Tosfos asks is on the whole klal, according to Rashi. How does Rashi learn the klal? Zeh klal kol she'yesh lo'ikir yesh lo'shvius v'chol she'ein lo'ikir ein lo'shvius. So what does that mean? Rashi says, if it's ein lo yikir lehiskayim ba'aretz b'moysak shamim, if it doesn't last throughout the winter, it doesn't have the root system to keep it throughout the winter season, so then it doesn't have shvius. Tosfos asks, hare tvua, all grains, the ein lo yikir b'moysak shamim, it doesn't last throughout the winter, it doesn't have a root system, it grows, it's cut, and then it's gone. And yet we know that tvua does have dine shvius. That's the second question. V'oid kasha, another question. If you're going to tell me that Turnisa is an Elon, is a tree, we know that there's an issue to sell a tree to a guy. The Gemara Namid Beis says that a Dekel Tav is usher to sell to a guy, but a Dekel Bish, it's mutter. Aye, we know that it's usher to sell to a guy any tree. When it's not permitted to sell a tree to a guy, a tree that is still connected to the ground, still planted in the ground, is also to sell to a goy as lo sechanim. So how could the Gemara over here say that it's strublin ar turnisa, which is a tree, it would be also to sell to a goy, even without the dini avodah zarah, it would still be also to sell to a goy as lo sechanim. These are the three questions that Tosfos asks on Rashi. So the Achrayim mucher stark here to explain Rashi, and they say that Enochanami, we have to say that according to Rashi, this type of tree doesn't last. It doesn't last throughout the Moisak Shaman. Ay, Tvua, we find has Shvius. Yeah, that's because the Torah says Mefurish, that there's an Isser Shvius on Tvua. But Enochanami, anything else that doesn't have an Iker Miskayim Ba'aretz, Moisak Shaman, Taka doesn't have a halach of Shvius. Tosfos and many Rishonim Achelik on Rashi, and they learn that Turnisa is not a tree. It's not a plant at all. Tosfos says here, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, that it's a min adomo, ke'en kavrisa, pirish gufris, it's a type of earth. And this earth, the Gemara wants to say, is usher to sell to a goy. And the Gemara asks that there's no din shvius on earth. Something has to have an ikr ba'aretz. Even Tvua has an ikr ba'aretz, at least b'moysachama. In order for something to have an iser of shvius, to have din shvius, it has to grow from the ground and not be a type of earth. Now, based on this machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, we understand that there are two ways to learn this klal of the Gemara. Kol sheyesh le'ikr yesh le'shvius, v'chol she'en le'ikr ein le'shvius. Rashi's learning yesh le'ikr means that it can last throughout the summer and the winter. It has a root system and it lasts throughout the entire year. Then it's yesh le'shvius v'chol she'en le'ikr. If it cannot last through the winter, ein le'shvius. And Rabbeinu Tam is learning Kol Sheyesh Le'Ikr means any Ikr at all. As long as it has some root system that makes it last through some season, even if it's only Tvua, and Tvua has a root system that allows it to last throughout the summer season, that's enough, that's Yesh Le'Ikr. Lafuke is something which is in Le'Ikr at all, it has no root system in the ground, it doesn't grow from the ground, then the halacha is that there's no Shvius. There's a third sheet in the Me'iri. The Me'iri wants to say, Yeshli Ikr means that it has a root to grow from. La'afuke kemehim upitrios, mushrooms that don't grow from a root, they just grow on the tree, they grow on the bark, but they're not yonik from the roots that are yonik from the ground, and therefore it's ein lo ikr ve'ein lo shvius. And the Me'iri paskins based on this, that mushrooms do not have a halacha of shvius. Now, the Gemara brings a braisa that it's mutter to sell a chavila of levoina to a goy. The Gemara says, "Mikulon meichrin lahen chavila." Why is it mutter to sell a chavila to a goy? Because he's obviously not going to be using an entire chavila of levoina for avodah zarah. So why is he buying it? He's buying it to sell. Oibazoi, there's no iser of lifnei iver. So the Gemara asks, "Dilma azul mazvin la'achrini." Let's be choishish that maybe he's going to go sell it to someone else who maktiri and they're going to be maktiri tavay dezara. So kum tachayis there is lefnei iver. The Gemara answers Amar Abaya alefnei mefakadina and alefnei de lefnei loy mefakadina. This is a case of lefnei de lefnei because the person who he's selling it to is not going to be over the issue. It's only that he's going to sell it to someone else who's going to be over the issue. So that's lefnei de lefnei and it's mut. Now we spoke on that vav that the Rishonim here is kastira from this sugya to sugyas all over Shas in which it's mavur that lefnei de lefnei is also one such sugya is a Gemara in Psachim that says Nahu arva that there was a boat that was carrying grain and it sunk in a river and the Gemara says it's also to sell that grain to a guy before Pesach because b'choshid that the guy is going to sell it to a yid. And the Yid's not going to know that this grain was submerged in water, which creates a chash chimutz, and he's going to eat it on Pesach. So it's also to sell this grain to a guy. Another case, it's also to sell a beged shavad by kalayim to a guy. A beged that has shatnas in it, that was lost, one can't find it, it's also to sell it to a guy. Why? Because the guy may go ahead and sell it to a Yid, and the Yid will never know that the shatnas in it. A third case, it's also to sell a piece of meat to a guy, where the Isser is not recognizable in the piece, whether it's Giranosh or Chelev or whatever it may be, it's also to sell to a guy because he may sell it to a Yid. So in all these cases we see that Lefnei de Lefnei is Osir. I'm not allowed to sell it to a guy who's going to go ahead and sell it to a Yid. Now the guy himself is not going to be over anything. I'm not being Mashal a guy. I'm only being Mashal a Yid. That's Lefnei de Lefnei. So the Rishonim ask, how is Lefnei de Lefnei Mutter if it's Mavur and Kama Sugis and Shas that Lefnei de Lefnei is Osir? What's very interesting is that the Rambam Taka leaves out this heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. The Rambam, in Yad HaZokah, doesn't pask in this Gemara. He doesn't bring the Brais of Chavila. And he doesn't pask in Lefnei de Lefnei is Mutter. Pashtus, he paskins Lefnei Iver is Aser. So Pashtus, if he doesn't bring the heter of Lefnei de Lefnei, L'cha'ira, that would mean that he's not paskining this Gemara. So some Achreinim Taka say Enochanami. The Rambam Taka held it was a stira. And Memela, he paskin like the other sugyas, and he doesn't paskin like Abaya. He holds Lefnei de Lefnei is Taka Aser. There's no heter of Lefnei de Lefnei. The Rosh, here by us, has a different teretz. The Rosh says like this, V'dafka gabi oivit kechovim. This heter of lefnei is only by a goy. Abel gabi Yisrael, dechayshinon lahachshil. Chayshinon alefnei delefnei. By a yid, we were choshish from being machshil him, then we take a choshish for lefnei delefnei, kedama b'psachim, gabi arba, the tova b'chishta, that story of the boat that sunk in the river, the asil is vuni loivit kechavim, it's also to sell to a guy, don't mahadam is abnil Yisrael. So the Rosh is saying that in our sugi, lefnei de lefnei is a heter, is only by a guy, but by yid, we would take a choshid, we choshish to be machshil him, then it's lefnei de lefnei is taka asa. Now, the achrayne mutcher a little bit in the Rosh to understand how is it that the lefnei de lefnei, which is mutter by a guy, is also by yid, it's one passing. The Torah says lefnei vele sitei mechshal. Lefnei Iver is also Sai by Yid, Sai by Agoy. The halach is Lo Yoshit Odom Kois Yain Lenozer and Lo Yoshit Eva Menachai Leben Noach because they're both considered an Iver. Lefnei Iver Leisitei Mechshol. So if you're telling me that the Torah only asked Lefnei but not Lefnei de Lefnei, so how do we have a right to be Mechalik and say that Lefnei de Lefnei is also by Yid? The Torah says Lefnei Iver Leisitei Mechshol is talking about Sai Yid and Sai Agoy. So that means if there's a Heta by Agoy, there should be a Heta by Yid. So what does the Rosh mean to say that there is an issue Lefnei de Lefnei by Yid? So some want to say, Taka, that Enoch Nami, be'etzim lefnei de lefnei is mutter by a yid. als the isav lifnei iver loisita michshol. But there's another problem by yid. There's kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. There's a din of arvus. There's a din of achayach tichichas amisecha. So that's why lifnei the lifnei is also not als lifnei iver. Enochanami, the Torah said lifnei and not lifnei the lifnei. But there's other problems by yid, and that's why it would be awesome. The Lashna Rosh, though, is mashma l'chayra, that there is an Isra l'fnei de l'fnei. The Rosh says a Lashin, Abul Gabi Yisrael, the chayshinon l'hachshil, chayshinon al'fnei de l'fnei. The Rosh doesn't say that there's a problem of a chayach techiach, or there's a problem of arvus. The Rosh says there's a problem of l'fnei de l'fnei. So it's mashma that there is an Isra l'fnei de l'fnei by Yisrael l'chayra. What is the pshat in that? So Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozel in Hilchas Akum says a very interesting teretz. He says like this. He bases it on a chinuch. The chinuch says that in the iser, in the lav of lufnei b'leisitei michshol, there are two isurim. One iser is lahasiyoy eitzara. Lufnei b'leisitei michshol means if someone comes and asks you an eitzah, you're not allowed to give him a bad eitzah. In order for you to be nehenne from that, you're not allowed to tell him to sell his field, even though it's not a good idea for him to sell his field because you want to go ahead and buy it from the person that he sells it to, or something like that. That's the iser of lahasiyoy eitzara. And the second iser lifnei b'leisitei michshol means you're not allowed to be mashal someone with an iser. The lashon of the chinuch is mavur that the first iser lahasiyoy eitzara is only by Yisrael. The iser of being machshel someone with an iser is true even by a guy too. You're not allowed to be moshe to every menachay lebenoyach. That's true even by a guy. But the iser of lahasiyah eitzerah is only by a Yisrael. So the minchas chinuch asks Taka, what's the chilek? Why is the iser of lahasiyah eitzerah only by yid and the regular siluf neiva by both yid and a guy? So l'chayra the teretz is that lahasiyah eitzerah can't be worse than the zaken. We know that there's a halacha. That the Isser Nezakin, the Chi of Nezakin is only to a Yid. Reyehu state. Kigach Sharis or Shariyehu. The din of Nezakin is only by Reyehu. But by a guy, there's no din of Nezakin. There's no Chi of for Nezakin. So this din of Masi Yitzhiro can't be worse than Nezakin. And there, the halacha is that it's only a Yid, not a guy. Mashenkein, the din, the Isser being Machshel, someone with an Isser, that's not a din of Nezakin. That's a different kind of Isser, and that could even be by a guy. Al kolpanim, it's mavur from the chinuch that there's a chilik between lahasiyah eitzera and the din of lifnei iver of being machshel someone with an iser. Says Rabbi Zalman, now we can understand the rosh. This din of lifnei de lifnei enochanami is not included in the iser of michshalov, and it's not called your machshel someone if it's an indirect grom. It's a lifnei de lifnei. It's not called me machshel someone, but it's not going to be less than lahasiyah eitzera. So by yid, where there's a din that it's also lahasiyah eitzera. So any way which I cause him to be choyter is going to be also. That's like, it's no worse than being lahasiyah eitzera. So there's no hetev lifnei de lifnei. There can't be a hetev lifnei de lifnei by Yisrael because lifnei iver by Yisrael includes lahasiyah eitzera. Mashenkin by a guy with there's no iser lahasiyah eitzera. It's only in iser being machshel in oven. So that we see from the Torah that only lifnei iver is being machshel with oven. Lifnei de lifnei is not considered being machshel with an oven. And memela, there's no iser by a guy. This is how Rabbi Zalman wants to explain Pshat in the Rosh. The Tosis Rid asks the Shaila that the Rosh asks, and he says a different teretz. He says that there's a chilik between a mezer and a shaygik. He says like this: the hecha mikri lifnei iver leisitei michshol, the sharinon lifnei de lifnei. When is it called lifnei iver leisitei michshol that we're saying lifnei is asav, lifnei de lifnei is mutter? Hanimili ki yoda chavrei ma'ika oved v'le mimna. The person, the nichshal, knows what he's doing, and he doesn't hold himself back. The yadi, the yisura ko'avdi v'loy mimni, they know they're being over an isser, and they're not holding back. They're amazing. Ma'asha enkin in all the cases. Where Yisrael's going to end up with an isser, he's not going to know. Who is isser below yidiyo? He's not going to know that he's being over an isser. Havalei ki iluhu machtiyoy biyodayim. Then we look at it that the Yisrael, the one who sold the item to the guy, is being machti him biyodayim. Uvechol titz tekisheba oilem u'asala saisei. Whatever he has to do to make sure not to be Mashal Yisrael, who does not know that he's being over an isser, he has to do. Shemela is no hetav lufnei de lufnei in the case of Sheik. This is what the Tosis Rid says. Now, in order to understand clearly what the Tosis Rid is saying, it's kedai to take a step back and speak out a question that the Chazon Ish asks in Yerideya Simen Samach Beis. The Chazon Ish asks that, how did Chazal know that the Isser of Lifnei Iver applies to a Mezer as well. Maybe it only applies to a Shogeg. Maybe being Machshel someone is only when he's a Shogeg. So then, Kum Techois, he would not be over the Isser, and you're causing him to be over the Isser, so that we understand would be an Isser of Lifnei Iver. But how do we know, Frekta Chazanish, that there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver by a Mezer? The Mezer is being Machshel himself. He's doing the Isser, he wants to do the Isser. Grada, you made it available to him. Without you, he couldn't be over the Isser, Nochanami. But the Metzius is he's being Machshel himself. He's being over the Isser. How did Chazal know to tie each Lifnei Iver that way, that it includes a Mezer as well? So the Chazanish says, based on this question, that it must be that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is not an Isser being Machshel someone. The Isser of Lifnei Iver is that the Torah doesn't want the Chet to happen in this world. So since the Torah doesn't want the Chet to happen, that includes a Mezer as well. What's the difference? The Torah doesn't want the Chet to happen. So whether it's a Shayi or a Mezer, it's going to be the Chet. The Chet's going to happen. So Memeil of Nebel is Yitei Mechshel means we don't want the Isser, the Avera to happen in this world. It's not a din that we don't want to be Machshel someone, because by a Mezer, it could be it's not called him being Machshel, he's being Machshel himself. But if we don't want the Isser to happen, so then we understand that there's no Chilek between a Shayi and a Mezer. This is what the Chazanish says. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Shviyas Parakei, is Mavur L'chayra, something, a different answer to the question. The Rambam, there in Mishnah Vav, says like this, Amar HaKosov, V'lifnei Iver Loisitein Michshon, Rotza Loimar, Mi Shesogro Einov HaTaiva V'Yetzahara, someone whose eyes are closed because of Taiva and Yetzahara, Al Tazer Oisei L'Hoisiv B'Ivroinoi, don't help him to become more blind, V'toisif laharchikai min hayosher, to push him further from the straight path. Umipnezeh aser lazer ovri avera, v'lo yusaknu lohem kelim, alvoroi lakalka lohem. Was not permitted to be masakin, to sell kelim to with ovri avera, that's what the Mishnah over there says. And the reason is because of lifnei iver. So the Rambam says here two chidushim. First of all, the Rambam says, lifnei iver means, mishesogra einav hataiva v'yetzahara. Someone who is already an Avarian. His eyes are blinded. His eyes are closed because of Taiva and Yetzahara. So the Rambam is clearly saying, Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshel, what's an Iver? An Iver is someone who's Oiver Isurim B'mezit. That's number one. Chiddush number two, the Rambam says, the Isser is, Al Tazer Oisei Lehoisif B'Ivroinai B'Toisif La'archikei Menayoshin. The Isser is to make him further away from the Derech Hayosha. The Isser is not in the Chet. The Torah wasn't worried about the Chet happening. The Torah was worried about the individual, that we shouldn't push him further from the Derech Hayosha. Now, based on this Rambam, we understand very clearly what the Torah is really saying. The Torah is really saying that the Isser of Lifnei Iver Leisitei Michshol, the Torah was talking about a person who's amazed. So there, the Torah was Mata Lefnei de Lefnei. Someone's amazed. Be'etzem, really, he's being Machshel himself. He's amazed. However, the Torah said that we don't want to push this person further. We don't want to make him further removed from the Derech Hayosha. So Mamela, over there, the Torah is Mata Lefnei de Lefnei. This that the Torah is telling us that we're not allowed to be machshel amazed is only if it's lifnei. But if it's lifnei de lifnei, fazoi vait. So first of all, the person's amazed, and second of all, really your gromo was only a geirim de geirim, it was only lifnei de lifnei, then it's mutter. However, says the Torah, it's really, if a person is a shogeg, he's going to be over an issa b'shogeg. So there, he's not an iver b'chlal. He's a person. He's a regular, upstanding yid. He keeps the Torah. So to go ahead and be machshel him is much worse than lifnei iver. There, avad it's aser, even if it's lifnei to lifnei, and memela it's aser to sell anything to a guy that he could sell to a yid, that a yid will end up being nichshel, that the yid will end up being nichshel b'shogeg. Now, b'derech agav, from this Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, we have an explanation to a very mechudish dika ritva in the sugya of Lifnei Iver, previously in Davov. The ritva over there in Davov, the Ra'o and Dav Beis, say a gavaldika chiddush in the Isser of Lifnei Iver, that the only time that there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver is only if the nichshal cannot be over the Isser without the machshel. But if the Nichshal is anyway being over the Yisr, let's say the Nazir already has a Kos Yayin, and he's going to be drinking that Kos Yayin anyway, and he's asking you for a second Kos, Says the Ritva, there's no issa lifnei iver to be moshit to him the second kais, even though without you he can't be over the second, he cannot be over the second issa of drinking the second kais. That means without you he'll only be able to drink one kais. With you he could drink two kaises. But since he already is being over the issa, he's only being marba the issa, says the Ritva, there's no issa of lifnei iver. And the diik is from the Gemara. The Gemara over there says that what's the nafkamina between the two mahalchim in the Mishnah of Harvach and Lifnei Iver? The Gemara says nafkamina de islay behema lididei. The guy has another behema. So pashit you learn that if the guy has another behema, so there's no issa lifnei iver. Why? Because he's going to be makrav. He could be makrav his own behema. So it's not shrei avri dinahara. But the Ritva learns no. Islay behema lididei means he has his own behema. Now that you give him another behema, be'etzim, maybe he's going to be makrif both of the behema. So kum techeis, he's going to be over a second isser of being over avodah zarah. But afilu hachi it's mutter. Why? Because since he has his own behema, he's going to be makrif his own behema anyway. So kum techeis, he's already doing the isser. So being marba be'isser, there's no din of, there's no isser of nevel asita michshol on the guy, on the yid, for selling him a behema. This is the Ritva's gewaldige chiddush. And based on this Ritva, I saw in the Sefer, in the Tshuva Emek Halacha from Rav Tuvia Goldstein, he wants to use this Ritva to be matir, a shaila of mailing a letter on Erev Shabbos in Brooklyn. Now it's Yadua that there are many Yidin who work in the post office. The postal service employs many Yidin. And many of them, unfortunately, on Mechalei Shabbos, they work on Shabbos and they're going to be Yoyver Yisurim. And in those days, the way they used to stamp the letters was by hand, so each letter was stamped separately. So kum techeis, your letter is now being stamped, possibly, probably maybe, by a yid who's a mechal Shabbos. So lecher it should be also to mail the letter because he's writing on Shabbos be'isser. Says Reb Tuvia, no, that based on this Ritva, it will be mutter. Why? Because since he's anyway doing the job, he's stamping all the letters. Shaila is, he's going to now stamp your letter. Without you sending the letter, he could not have stamped your letter. He would not have been over this Isser. Enochanami, but he was busy stamping letters the whole day. Oivazai, he's being over the Isser of stamping letters. The Shaila is, your letter he's not going to be able to stamp. So that's just being marba be Isser, so there's no Isser of Naiver. This is what he said. This is why he wants to be matter to mail a letter on Erev Shabbos. I'll call upon him. This is what the Ritva says. So now, based on the Rambam, we understand Klor Pshat and the Ritva. What does the Rambam say? That what's the Issa of Lifnei Iver? Al Tazer Oisei L'Hoisif B'Ivroinoi B'Toisif L'Harchikoi Min Ayosher. The Issa is not on the Chefts of the Aveiro. That's not what the Torah was concerned with. The Torah was concerned with the individual. So if the individual, someone, even though he's amazing, but now he can't be over the Issa, so come to guys, right now he's stuck. He can't push himself further from the Derech Hayosher. But if he's holding mamish in the middle of being over the Yisr, so come to he's anyway meruchik miderech hayasha. The fact that he's over one more Yisr, it makes no difference. A mummer is a mummer if he's over once, if he's over 100 times. It's the same mummer. The person, nothing happens to the individual more by being over a second time than when he's over the first time if he does it amazing. So come to he's not being marchik him miderech hayasha anymore. Oibazoi, there's no Yisr lefneiver, which is focused bedafk on the individual. We don't want individual to be more meruchik, and since this individual is anyway meruchik, there's no isser lifnei iver. Now, Tosfos on Amud Beis speaks out b'shem Rabbeinu Baruch a halacha which is l'chayra astira to this gemara, to this sugya that lifnei de lifnei is mutter. Tosfos says v'hachanam is svarim psulim harim latifla beveis avodas kechavim, svarim that they use in the beis avodas zara. Aser limka lehem lekaimrim, the oivim mishum lifnei iver. Is an isa lifnei iver, lemaisa, the kaimer is going to use it, l'shem avoy dezara. Va'af loivet kechavim she'en a kaimer, even to a regular guy who's not a kaimer, aser, dibivada yitzineno yim kareno lekaimer. What else can he do with this book? The only purpose of this book is to be used in the Beis Avodah Zarah. So he's obviously going to sell it to a kaimer to be used in Beis Avodah Zarah. So since it's a vada that he's going to sell it to the kaimer, so there's an isa lifnei iver. L'chayra, the Achrayim ask, it should be mutter also lefnei de lefnei. I'm selling it to a regular guy. He's not going to use it l'avodah zarah because he doesn't have any use for this book. He's going to sell it to the kaimer, and the kaimer is going to use it for avodah zarah. So l'chayra, it should be mutter also lefnei de lefnei. So the Bach in Simen Kuf Lametes and other Achrayim say that it's mavur in this Tosfos that the only time there's a heter of lefnei de lefnei is when it's a suffix. When the lefnei is moisif another suffix, so then it's mutter. Mashenkin, when it's a vadai, so then it makes no difference. What's the difference if I give it to the iver himself or I give it to someone who's going to give it to the iver? As long as I know bevadai that it's going to end up by the iver, then it's ourselves lefnei iver. Lefnei de lefnei is not a heter. This, that lefnei de lefnei is a heter, is only if the person I'm selling it to is not going to be over the iser, and I don't know for sure that it's going to end up by an avarian at all. So since we have all these stadim lehetta, first of all, this person that I'm selling it to is not going to be over the Yisr. And second of all, I don't know b'chlal if he's going to ever give it to someone who's going to be over the Yisr. That's the hetta of lefnei de lefnei. But avifel it's a vaday, it's us. Lemaisa, the Trumas Hadeshin and Simen Chav Zayin is chaylik on Tosfos. He says, no, the only time it's usr to sell these svarim to a guy is only if that guy is a koimer. If the guy is not a koimer, it's mutter, because the guy himself is not going to use it. Oy bazoi, it's only lefnei de lefnei, which is mutter. Vais the chaylik and Trumas Hadeshin, that even if it's a vadai, that it will end up by the avarian who's going to be over the Yisr, afilo hachid is a heter of lefnei de lefnei, because lemaisa, I did not cause this iver, this person, to be nechshal. I didn't connect at all. I wasn't involved at all with the iver. There's no issel if ne iver. The Ramah in Simen Kuf Lamed Tes in Yerideh Sif Tes Vav brings down both shitas. The emes is that the mechaber there brings down a third shita. The mechaber over there says like this: Sifrei Oyvdei Kechovim Biyad Yisrael Yesh Misha Oymer Shein Israel Lemaicha. There is a shitas Rishayim that holds that there's no issel to sell even to a kaimer. The Ramah says, "V'yesh ha'imrim she'asu l'moichem l'chol oivid kechavim." It's also to sell to any guy. Im heim svarim hashayochem l'zamer bohem l'avoidus kechavim. If they're svarim that are used to be oivid avoidus zara, that's shitas atoisus. V'yesh ha'imrim didafke l'kayhanim asu l'imkar avoloy l'sharev de kechavim. It's only also to the kohanim, to their kaimrim, but it's not also to a regular guy, and that's the piskim aroi, that's the trumas hadesha. The Ramah fir zois v'hamachmir tovoy olav bracha. Sounds from the Ramah that me'ikar adin one could be samech on the trumas hadeshen, but it's kedai to be machmir like toisvis, not to sell it to any guy. Now we understand shitas hatoisvis and shitas hatrumas hadeshen. The question is, what is pshat in the first shita, the shita that the mechaber brings, that it's mutter to sell to anybody? Even to a kaimer, it's mutter to sell sifrei avodah zarah. L'chayra, what happened to the iser of lifnei iver? So the goyin over there in Sivkot and Lamed explains, it's mashma from the goyin that this is the way he's understanding pshat in this shita, that it's based on our gemara here on the top of Amud Beis. The gemara is going back on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "V'shar kol advarim staman mutter uperushin aser." The Mishnah had listed a number of items that were aser that we assume are going to be used for avodah zarah, because these are things that we know that the goyim used for avodah zarah, that those things are aser to sell. V'shar kol advarim. What about the other things? Staman mutter uperushin aser, which means if the guy buys it stam, then it's mutter to sell him, because we have no reason to believe that he's going to use it for avodah zarah. Uperushin aser, if he says that he's using it for avodah zarah, it's aser. Now the Gemara's maskana here on Yudalad and Beis on top is that staman means chiti chivrita and perushin means lavodas kechav, which means that in order to be called Perushan, the person has to speak out, the guy, the buyer, has to speak out mefurish that he's buying it l'shem avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of that? Hava amina, that this person thinks that he's going to get some sort of hanacha because he's saying it's for avodah zarah, because just like he's avid avodah zarah, everyone's avid avodah zarah, kamash malon, and really he doesn't mean avodah zarah, kamash malon, know that once he says l'shem avodah zarah, it becomes awesome. It's Mashman the Goyin that he understands the Shita in the Mechaber, that it's mutter to sell these books to a guy, is that the only time it's usher to sell an item to a guy is only if it's Perushan Mamash. Which means that the guy spoke out Lahedya that he's buying L'Shem HaVoyd Zara. Mashen came, a guy who buys something and he doesn't speak out L'Shem HaVoyd Zara, even though in his mind he's going to use it for HaVoyd Zara, there's no Isilif Nehver, because it doesn't lig in the Maisa Kenyan that this was a Mechira L'Shem HaVoyd Zara. Ibazay, there's no Lif Nehver. The Goyin explains, these things that the Mishnah says that are aser, so there's a takonas chacham on these things that you're not allowed to sell them to a guy, even though he didn't speak out lehedya that he's going to use it for avodah zarah. Mashenkin, something else which is not described in the Mishnah, it's only Aser al Perush and Aser, that's only something where the guy actually set out the Ferish L'Avodah Zarah, like the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara. He has to speak out L'Shem HaVodah Zarah, because then the Maisa Mekach was L'Shem HaVodah Zarah. Mashenki, if he doesn't speak out L'Shem HaVodah Zarah, even though grabbed in his mind he's thinking L'Shem HaVodah Zarah, and there's really nothing else he could use it for but HaVodah Zarah, Afilohach Yitzmutim, because in the Maisa Kinyan there was no L'Shem HaVodah Zarah. The lashon of the goyin is the loy asur el hashnim mishnaseinu. It's only asur. Chazal only asur the things that are counted there in the Mishnah. Ukumay shekasev sham v'shar kol advarim stalin mutter perushin asur. Everything else is mutter unless it's perushin where the guy spoke out mefurish that he's buying it l'shem avodah zarah. Tosfos b'shem Rabbeinu Baruch is obviously chaylik on this. The Tosfos speaks out mefurish that Perushin is Asr, says Tosfos, and Kain la Oilam Asr Limkar la Kaimer Ovid Kachavim Levainet Ava Kemoi Perushan. It's as if he said, the Dover Barerhu de la Tekruvis Boila. It's a Dover Bar that he needs it for Tekruvis. Ibazai, since it's a Dover Bar, that's like Perushan. So Tosfos is understanding that when the Gemara says Perushan means that he said L'Shem L'Avoidus Kechavim, doesn't mean that he has to speak out the words L'Shem Avoidus Kechavim. Even if we know Bevadi that he wants it L'Shem Avoidus Kechavim, that's called Perushan. Perushin doesn't mean dafka that you have to actually say it. Perushin means that we know, we have a briris. How do we know? So he said, we know. If we know, even though he didn't say, we also know. Savada, that's us, according to Tosfos. So we have here three shitas in the Rishayim. The first sheet is the sheet that the Mechaber brings down, that it's never usher to sell a guy anything, even if we know he's going to use it, l'shem avodah zarah, unless he speaks it out mefurish. That's the first shita. Then we have shita Tosfos, that it's always usher to sell to a guy anything that we know that either he or anyone else will use for avodah zarah. Because not only is that called perushon since we know that he's going to use it for avodah zarah, but even there's not even a heter v'lefnei d'lefnei. And it's also even if he himself won't use it, as long as the person who gets it eventually will use it l'shem avodah zarah. And the third sheet is the middle sheet, the sheet of the Trumas Hadesh. And Avada Perushan means, even if he doesn't say Mefurish, as long as we know he's using L'Shem Avodah Zarah, Avada, that's also. However, there is a Heter V'lefnei D'lefnei. As long as the guy himself who's buying it from you is not using the item L'Avodah Zarah, even if he'll give it to someone who will, there's a Heter V'lefnei D'lefnei, and that's Mutter. Now, according to this, it comes out that there's a Machlekes to Mechaber and Ramah, what is the din with Perushan? Does Perushan need dafka that the guy should actually speak out Mefurish that he wants to use it l'avodah zarah? That seems to be the sheet of the Mechaber. Or does Perushan mean, no, as long as we know that he's using it l'avodah zarah, that's as if it was Perushan. Now, it's interesting that according to this guy, the way he's explaining the Machlekes, Mechaber and Ramah, the Mechaber and Ramah would be l'shitasim and simen kufnon aleph. In simen kufnon aleph, sif aleph, the Mechaber speaks out, he says, udvarim she'enam yuchadim la, things which are not miyuchid for avodah zarah, moichrim oisam stam, stam is mutter, the impirish ha'evi kechavim shu koina oisam le'alilim, aser limker loy. It's aser to sell to a guy something if he was mefarish, if he spoke out that he's buying it l'avodah zarah. On that, the Ramah says, aser limker le'evi kechavim mayim, it's aser to sell to a guy water, kishe yoidim she reitze lasos mehem mayim lahatpil. When you know that the guy is planning on using this water to use for their tefillahs, for their baptisms. So it's aser to sell this water to a guy if you know that that's his intention. Says the guy on this Ramah, Dizehu bechlal perushan. This is included in Perushan Aser. The Ayin Tosfos Sham Divrei Amaskol Chatzav, which is our Tosfos. That means that the Goyim is explaining that the Ramah here is going with the understanding of Tosfos, that Perushan Aser means that the Goyim does not have to speak it out Mefurish. The Mechaber says the Goyim spoke it out Mefurish. Comes along the Ramah, says no. Even if the Goyim did not speak it out Mefurish, it's still Aser when we know that the Goyim is going to use this item for Avodah Zarah. What's very interesting is that this Ramah is a quote of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. The Makar of this halacha about the Mayim is Rabbeinu Yeruchim. If one looks in Rabbeinu Yeruchim inside, Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that the guy spoke out Mefurish that he needs it l'avodah zarah. So it comes out that the Ramah took the din of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but he did not take this extra knage, this extra halacha that Rabbeinu Yeruchim said that the guy spoke it out, and the Ramah put it here in Shulchan Aruch without the guy speaking it out, because he holds that Perushan Aser includes even if the guy did not speak it out. Lamaisa, the Goyin is matmi on the Mechaber. He says, how could the Mechaber have paskin like this shita in Rishonim? Keneged all the other Rishayim, Keneged Toisvis and all the other Rishayim, Avada the Halach is like the Ramah, that Perushan Aser means, even if the guy does not speak it out Meforish, as long as we know that the guy wants to use it L'Avodah Zarah, then Avada it would be Aser Al Slifnei Iver. Now, based on these halachas, I saw a very interesting tshuva in the Sefer Shevet HaKohasi, brought in the Chashuki Chemed. The shaila was like this. In the times of the communists, there was a fellow who traveled to Russia, and he met there a galach from the Noitzvi religion. He was a Greek Orthodox galach. And this galach had in his possession a ksavyad from one of the Rishonim, a very old ksavyad from one of the Rishonim, and the Yid asked the Galach if he would be willing to part with it because he wanted to have it printed. So the Galach told him he's willing to, but betnai that when he goes back to the West, he should send him some books that he wants about the Greek Orthodox religion. So this was the tenai that the Galach made. He's willing to give the ksavyad of this Divrei Torah of the Rishon to this Yid, but tenai that the Yid buys and sends him books of Avodah Zarah. So the shaila is it permitted or not? Do we say that there's a chash lifnei iver? Do we say maybe that Bibalt were handling Hatzolas Kisvei Kodesh? Maybe it should be mutter. So the Shevet HaKosi says like this. He says, what could be the possible heterim here? Well, the Ramah says that it's a machlekes toisvus and the trumas hadeshen, whether there's a heter of lefnei de lefnei over here. And the Ramah says, v'amach mitovi ala bracha, it's mashma, that one could be seimich, the mikra adin, one could be seimich on the trumas hadeshen, that there is a heter of lefnei de lefnei. So the Shevet HaKosi says, l'mais over here, you don't have the heter, because here, it's the galach who's going to use the books himself. There's no heter of lefnei de lefnei. Besides for that, the shachman is down b'shem de bach, who's chaylik on the Ramon, says it's not a mach matovei lev bracha, it's also mikra adin. He passes like Tosis mikra adin. So come to chayis, there is no heter lefnei de lefnei in such a case. And even if this person himself would not be the one who's using the books, afilu haki would be awesome. Another possible heter, says the Shevet HaKosi, is what's brought down in the Daki Tshuva, that bezman hazeh, there's no iser of selling or giving books about avodah zarah to a guy, because the Mitzuyim, Efshalitnei say some Mechalir Ve'ir, anyone can go into any bookstore now, any religious bookstore, and buy these books. So Kum Techois, it's not Shrei Avad in Ahara. So there's no Yisrael Lifnei Iver. Says the Shevet HaKosi. But in this case, it's not true, because the whole reason why this Galach was asking for these books was because they were not available in communist Russia. Fakat, they didn't let people buy these books. They didn't let people read these books. So he wanted this Yid to send him a book which was not available to him, so it's mamish lefnei iver. Says the Shevet HaKosi, yeah, you'll tell me maybe it's mutter to be over in Issa to save Kisvei HaKodesh. No, we never find such a thing. Hatzolos Kisvei HaKodesh is mutter on Shabbos, if there's a fire, Amiru Lenochri, Shavus Teles Meimaisa, but over here, dealing with an Issa Deiraisa of lefnei iver, it's pashit that we can't be over Yisurim in order to save Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore, he has to leave the manuscript of that Rishon in the hands of the Galach, because he's not permitted to send him the books because of this Isser over here of Lifnei Iver. Now, the Gemara, in the middle of Amud Beis, brings a kasha that Rav Chista asked on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rav Meir Oimer, Af Dekal Tav Chatzav V'Niklas Osalim Kalev Dekechovim, one is not permitted to sell these things to a guy. Why? Because they're Miyuchad Favoy Dezara. So the question is, dekel tavu delem is abninon, hadekel bishm is abninon. You're not allowed to sell a good dekel, but you're allowed to sell a bad dekel. V'hotanan in meichel mehebe mechubel akarka. One's not permitted to sell anything that's mechubel akarka to a goy. Rashi explains, what's the iser? Kin mefarish lekamon mishin nechsiv loy sechonim. We darshan from the pasuk loy sechonim, loy sitem lohem chanoye bekarka. One is not permitted to give them any type of kvius in karka. So therefore, since this is mechubal karka, it has a din of karka, one's not permitted to give them a chanoya be karka, and mevel it's also to sell any dekel. So why does our mayor say it's also to sell them a dekel tav? Even a dekel bish should be also to sell. So the Gemara answers, amale my dekel tav, peiris dekel tav, taka doesn't mean the tree itself, that's taka osher al sloy sechonim. And over here, we were handling the Issa Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah, we're handling the peiros of the dekel, not the dekel itself. Now, the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Nun Aleph wants to use our Gemara here as a raya to one tzad in the Machlekes Rishonim, Vayter and Daf Yutes. There are two Mishnayis which deal with the Isser of Lo Sechonim of selling karka or mechuba lekarka to a goy. The Mishnah on Daf Yutesim at Beis says, Ein moichrin lehem b'mechuba lekarka, one's not permitted to sell to a goy anything which is mechuba lekarka, and that's the Mishnah that our Gemara quotes. Then there's a Mishnah on Daf Chof Amud Beis, which talks about batim and sodois. And there we have a machlokes Rab Meir and Rab Yossi. Rab Meir says that it's aser to sell to a goy a sode in Chutz La'aretz, but it's mutter to sell him a house in Chutz La'aretz. Rab Yossi holds it's even mutter to sell him a sode in Chutz La'aretz. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara explains like this. Everybody's moide that the Isser of Lo Sechonim is only in Eretz Yisrael. However, the shaila is, were Chazal goyzer chutz la'aretz auto Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yossi holds, no, it's mutter to sell it to a goy, a house, a bayis, and a soda in chutz la'aretz, and we're not goyzer auto Eretz Yisrael. Rab Meir is choylik. Rab Meir holds Chazal were goyzer. However, they were only goyzer by soda and not by bayis. What's the difference? So the difference is like this. A bayis, if a person sells a bayis to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, he's over one iser, le'sechonim. But if a person sells a sadeh to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, he's over two yisurim. First of all, lo sechonim. And second of all, he's being mafkia, all the tvua that grows on this field from Trumas and Isris. So since there are two problems by a sadeh, therefore Chazal will go, or even a chutzlar, it's not to sell a sadeh to a guy. Mashain came by a bias, where there's only one problem, so there Chazal will not go, a chutzlar, it's out to Eretz Yisrael. This is what the Gemara says. Now, there's a machlokes rishonim, whether this machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi applies only to bayis v'sada, or applies even to mechuba lekarka. Again, we had two mishnayos. There was a mishnah on Daf Yutes that said, ein moichrin mechuba lekarka. Ein moichrin lehem b'mechuba lekarka. One's not permitted to sell anything that's mechuba lekarka to a guy. And over there, the mishnah does not bring any machlokes from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The next Mishnah on Daf Chav, when it talks about bayis v'sada, there, the mishnah brings a machlokes from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi about chutz la'aretz. So the question is, does the same Machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi apply to the first Mishnah about Mechuba Lekarka? Is it permitted, according to Rav Yossi, to sell to a guy a tree that's Mechuba Lekarka in Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara there in Daf Chaf Aleph paskins like Rav Yossi. So according to Rav Yossi, it's mutter to sell a sadeh to a guy in Chutz La'aretz. So L'chayr it should be mutter to sell a tree, a Mechuba Lekarka, to a guy in Chutz La'aretz. And this is the sheet of Rav Rishayne. However, the Ramban says, no, that there's a chilik. There's a difference between a mechuba lekarka, a tree that's mechuba lekarka, and a bayis v'sada. By a tree that's mechuba lekarka, it's also to sell to a goy, even a chutz la'aretz. Why? So the Ramban explains, and the Ram brings him down over here, that the reason is because since it could be cut, a mechuba lekarka could be cut, so therefore, Chazal did not want to allow anybody to sell a mechuba lekarka to a guy, even a chutz la'aretz. We were goyzer atu Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there's a simple eitzah. Cut the tree down and give it to the guy. So therefore, the halacha is that over there, even Rabbi Yossi is moida, and therefore the halacha is like this, that it's aser to sell a tree to a guy in chutz la'aretz if it's mechuba lekarka. And that's why the Mishnah on Daf Yutes says it's tamei, in moichun lehebe mechuba lekarka. The Mishnah on Daf Chaf, which is handling bayis v'sada, there we have a machlekes from Meir and Rabbi Yossi, because there is no eitzah. You won't be able to sell him anything if there would be a gzeira on selling him something which is karka and chutz la'aretz. That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Rosh and the Ran, a chaylik on the Ramban, and they say no, that the same machlekes by bayis v'sada applies to mechuba lekarka as well. This is the machlekes Rishayim. So the Gaon says like this. Says L'chayr, from our Gemara, there's a riot in Shitas Ramban. Why is that? Because the Gemara is a kasha. It says in the Mishnah by Yosra Meir, Oimer, Af Dekel Tav, you're not allowed to sell to a goy. So the Gemara is Dekel Tav, who deloy mizab ninon, ha Dekel Bish mizab ninon. How could you sell a Dekel Bish? V'hatnan, ein meichon lehem b'mechuba lekarka. So there's a halach, you're not allowed to sell mechuba lekarka to a goy. So what's the difference if it's a Dekel Tav or a Dekel Bish? Why does the Gemara only say Dekel Tav? Says the Goyin, according to the Rosh and the Ram, the Kasha doesn't begin. There's a big major nafkamina. We're talking here in our Mishnah and Daf Yudalit about the Issa of Lifnei Iver. So it would be us to sell a Dekel Tav to a guy in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't matter because there's a Chshash of Avodah Zarah. These things are Miyuchad L'Avodah Zarah. And Memel, it's us to sell to a guy a Dekel Tav because of an issa with naiva. The Mishnah of Aitin, Daf Yutes, which says in Moichel Lehem b'Mechuba LaKarka, that Mishnah is only talking about Eretz Yisrael according to Rabbi Yossi. According to the Rosh and the Ran, that the same Rabbi Yossi that's matir bayis v'sadeh in Chutz Laretz would be matir mechuba l'karka in Chutz Laretz. So kum techoyis, the Mishnah that says ein moichel lehem b'mechuba l'karka is only in Eretz Yisrael, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. So how could the Gemara ask the kashya? It's not shver b'chalal. A dekel tab is aser everywhere, and a dekel bish is only aser in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Gaon's question. And based on this question, he wants to buy that you see from this Gemara, like the Ramban, that no, that Mechuba Lekarka has a different thing. Mechuba Lekarka is usher in even in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Machlekes for Meir and Rabbi Yossi, because since it's possible to cut it down and to give it to the Goy, so therefore Chazal were Goyzer, Mashen Kemai Bayis V'Sodi, they weren't Goyzer. So Memela, since it's usher to sell the Mechuba Lekarka, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, Mele, Gemara is a good Kasha. Dekel Tavu Deloi, Ha, Dekel Bishma Zabnina Lei. L'chayra, we find that a Dekel Bishma should be also to sell anywhere, just like a Dekel Tav. This is the Goyin's Raya to Shitas Haramban. But then the Goyin says, no, it's not a Raya. Why? Because if we look at our Mishnah, what does it say? Rab Meir Oimer Af Dekel Tav Chatzav Nicholas Asalim Kalev Dekechavim. This is Shitas Rab Meir. Now Rab Meir holds that it's also to sell a Sadeh in Chutz Laretz to a Goy, because there you have Tarti, you have two problems. You have a problem of loy sechonim, and you have a problem of being mafkia from trumas of Isris. So Rav Meir taka asa selling a sada in chutz laretz to a guy. Oibazoi says the guy, who adin Rav Meir would asa selling a tree, a mechuba lekarka in chutz laretz to a guy, because they yivaita have two. First of all, loy sechonim, and second of all, you being mafkia the peiris of this tree from trumas of Isris. So therefore, maybe that's the Gemara's kasha. Since our Mishnah is Rav Meir, so and we know that Rav Meir holds that it's also to sell a sode to a guy in Chutz Laretz. So who adin mechuba lekarka should be also in Chutz Laretz. So the chare dekel bish should also be also. Hey, nochanami koin to Rav Yosi taka dekel bish would be mutter in Chutz Laretz. But according to Rav Meir, a dekel bish should be also in Chutz Laretz. So Amela, there's no riot to the Ramban. Says the Gain, but that's only if you hold like the Shitas HaRambam, that Peres Ha'ilon Achayim and Shumas and Maisers Medei Raisa. So then Taka Chazal would be Goyzer utter the two problems in Eretz Yisrael of Loi Sechonim having Mafkia from Shumas and Maisers. Mashen Kain, if Peres Ha'ilon, according to the other Rishayim, if Peres Ha'ilon Achayim and Shumas and Maisers Medei Raisa, Oy Bazoi, it's not Mestaver, the Chazal would be Goyzer Gzera L'Gzera. So there would be a chilik between a Sada and an Ilon, even according to Rav Meir. A Sada, Rav Meir would aser to sell because they are being mafkia from Trumas and Maisers deraisa. Mashenkin and Ilon, which would only be mafkia from Trumas and Maisers derabanon. So therefore, Rav Meir would be moided to Rabbi Yossi, then a Chutz Laretz would be mutter, and Oy Bazoi, you have a riot to the Ramban. This is the Goin in Simen Kuf Nun Aleph. Now, on this Goin, there is a piece written by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the publication Tzoyhar, in which he says that L'chayra, there's a mokum to be retarit this raya, this kasha that the Goin has from our Gemara on the other Rishayim. Because he says like this, he says, if we make a cheshbin, there are other chilukim between Lefnei and Loi Seichonim. L'mashal, there's a marsha in Masech the Gittin that is medayik from Loshna Gemara, that if a Yid buys a field from a Goy in Eretz Yisrael, he's permitted to resell back to the Goy that field that he bought. The Isser of Loi Seichonim is only to sell them a new Chanoya Bekarka, a new bias, a new Sada, but something that the Goy had originally. And he sold it to the Yid. And now the Yid wants to sell it back to the Goy. That's permitted. This is what the Masha says. Frektub Tzvi Pesach Frank, Oy Bazoi, L'chayra, according to the Masha, Gemara Shver. What's the Gemara's Kasha? That Dekel Bishma Zabnina Lei, I was in a Seloi Seichonim. Yeah, but there's a Chilik. What happens if the Yid bought the Dekel Bish from the Goy, and now he wants to sell it back to the Goy? It would be Mutter. Mashen came by a Dekel Tav, would be Osir, Al Slifnei Iver. Or there's another difference. The Kaft of Aferach from the Rishayim says that if a Yid is living in a town in Eretz Yisrael that's Reiv Goyim, and he's afraid of the Goyim, he's afraid they're going to hurt him or be mazik his house or whatever it is, he's permitted to sell to a Goy. There's no Isalei Sichanim in such a case because it blives like an oinus. Or even if a Yid lives in a town that's Reiv Yehudim, Abel Amayisi, he wants to sell his house and no one wants to buy. He can't find the Yid to buy his house, but there's a Goy who's interested in buying his house. So there the Kaftar Aferach says, it will be mutter, there's no Isalei Sichanim. It blives like an oinus on Suzuzi. He has no brayer, he has to sell his house. So Ibaza, you have the same question. Why does the Gemara ask a kasha from the Issa with Neiver to the Issa of Loisichonim? No, Loisichonim is not also in these cases. Mashenki, the Issa with Neiver would be also in those cases. Or what it says in the Tshuvas Teres Chesed. He says over there that if a person wants to be machlif, he wants to do chalipin with a guy, it means he's not going to sell the guy a new house, but he wants to trade houses with the guy. So the guy's already here anyway. The guy already has a chanoya bekarka. So he's not giving him a new chanoya bekarka. So the Teres Chesed brings that it should be mutter. So Freklub Tzvi Pesach, right? The same question. So why didn't Gemara just say that the chilek would be, if you want to be machlif with the guy, a dekel for a dekel, or dekel for something else. If it's als iser of loisichanim, it would be mutter. If it's als iser of lifneiva, it would be aser. So you see, says Rabbi Pesach Frank, that there are many chilukim between the iser of loisichanim and the iser of lifneiva. So what we have to say is that the Gemara chose to say one teretz, but ain't no chanami. The Gemara really could have said other teretzim as well. Oibazoi, there's no question on the sheet of the other rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran. How come the Gemara over here didn't say that we're talking about chutz laaretz? The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis says, "Makom shenagu limkar behem adaka leib di kachav meichrin. Makom shenagu shloy limkar ein meichrin." Tosus explains what's the iser over here. Why is there a minig in some places not to sell? So Tosus says, "Pirush mishum chash revia va'over alif neiver." There's a chash that the guy is going to be revia the behemis, and b'meila by you giving him a behema, you're over alif neiver. Now Tosus asks a question based on the Gemara previously in that vav. The Gemara over there said that when it comes to Tekrubis Avodah Zarah, there's no Issa Lifnei Iver if it's Isle Behema Lididei. If the guy has a Behema, so there's no Issa of selling him another Behema because the guy already has a Behema to be Makrif to Avodah Zarah. So since it's Isle Behema Lididei, he already has the ability to be over the Issa. There's no Issa Lifnei Iver, it's not Shri Avri Dinahara. So Frektoisvis over here, Lachayrit should also be totally in that. If the guy has another Behema, so he can be over the Issa with the other Behema. So Kum Techois, he doesn't need this behema. So why is there an Issa Lifnei Iver? It's Mashma in our sugya. The Gemara is not mechalik between Isle behema or Lesle behema. L'chayra, it's Mashma that there would be an Issa Lifnei Iver even if he has a behema. And the question is why? L'chayra, it's not Shri Avri Dinahara. So Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Shani Revia Shumas Ava L'chol behema or behema. By Tekruvus Avay Dezara, so the guy is only going to bring one. So Melo, if he already has one, you give him another one. You didn't cause him to be chayta because he's going to be chayta anyway. Mashenkin over here, he's going to do an extra chet. So Melo, there's an isra of lefneiver, I'll call behema u behema. Here's what Tosfos says. Now, we spoke that the Ritva disagrees with Tosfos. The Ritva in Davav says that even if the goy will be makrif both behemas, it will still be mutter. Why? Because causing an iver to be marba be yisurim is not an iser of lefneiver. Causing an iver to be over an iser, that's what the Torah asks. Lefneiver l'tzitei mirshal. But if he's already being over the iser anyway, it's just the shayla being marba be iser, there's no iser lefneiver. So l'chayra, how is the Ritva going to explain our Mishnah? So one thing we could say is that there's a chilek between if the person, if the Iver is being over two Yisurim at the same time, or being over two Yisurim b'zeh hazeh. By Takruvus Avodah Zarah, so he goes to his Getshke once, he brings all his Takruvus, and he's Makriv. So if he's going to bring an extra behema, he's already being Makriv Takruvus, so in Mela it's only being Marbe B'Isser, and it's mutter. Mashenkin here in our sugi, we were handling this in Revia, so there it could be that the guy would do it at two separate times. So kum techois, that since he's misavel l'chol behemo behemo, it's yitachin that there'll be a whole extra time that he'll be over this iser, which he would not have been over if you wouldn't have given him the behemo. So there the ritva could be moida that there is an iser l'fnei iver. Another teretz we could say, I saw in the Sefer Avoy, the brewery brings down from the Marie Shapiro, that the Marie Shapiro explains that the reason why over here there's Lifnei Iver, even if the guy already has a behema, is because we're choshi that the guy is going to sell his behema. And if he sells his behema, so then he's only able to be choshi with your behema. So come to choshi, you are able to Lifnei Iver. Before, by Tekruvus, we're not choshi that the guy is going to sell his behema. Why? Because since he's being maxed for Tekruvus Avodah Zarah, it's not Mistava that he's going to sell. He's a religious guy. He doesn't want to get into trouble with his Avodah Zarah, so he's not going to sell it. Mashenkin here, the guy could sell his behema. If the guy sells his behema, all he's left with is the yid's behema. So that's why the yid is over Lifnei Iver.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.